Welcome to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. I'm Dr. Scott Taransky, and I'm here with Elena Svetzlot, and we are hosting this podcast in order to help you as parents use a heart-based approach to parenting to bring about change in your child. Now, today, I'm excited about what we're going to share with you. This is probably the hardest thing we teach in the Biblical Parenting Coaching Program, but it's also this one strategy, this one technique is what saved many a family, and they love this once they get it going. So we want to help you understand it completely and be able to implement it in your home.
Hi, everyone. Yes, indeed, such an important technique, and it helps our children get back on track. It helps them settle their hearts, and it helps them think over what they did and give them that energy and give them that right attitude to come back and talk to us about what happened. I'm really keen and excited to get into the meat here and share with you all the details about this technique. And the first thing I want to share with you is that it's based on biblical teaching, in fact, you know. And the first story that comes to mind for me is Jonah's story when he didn't want to follow God's
instruction.
And he didn't want to do that. And he was put on a break by God by spending 3 days in the belly of a big fish. And during that time, Jonah had time to think about what he did and repent, you know, and get back to a better place and continue to do what he was going to do, what God has asked him to do.
We call this solution a break. And when Jonah was inside of the fish, changing his heart, there were three things that made it work. One, it was focused on his heart. He needed to repent. Number two, he's missing out on the benefits of life. That's what happens when you're in a break. You're missing out on the benefits of family life. And number three, we transfer responsibility to the child. We say, you need to come back when you're ready. I think this is one of the things that make it different than time out. The break approach is not the same as a timeout approach. And it's much more biblical, and it's a way to help children bring about change.
Yeah, what I really love about this is that when I learned about the break, I immediately switched off from using timeout with my son, with using the break. You know, my son is the type of child who doesn't take that much long time to actually think about what he did and come back and apologize or, you know, or get to do things in a better way. So what I loved about this is that we are giving, you know, we are teaching our children to take responsibility for what they did. And instead of, for example, having them sit in a timeout for 10 minutes because they're 10-year-old or 3 or 4 minutes because that's what their age is, we are saying to them, you sit here. And actually, the words we use are very clear. You need to take a break, change your heart, settle down, and come back and see me when you are ready. So by saying that, we're actually transferring the responsibility to the child, and we're helping them to think about what they did, giving them that time. And when they're ready, they come back to us and talk to us.
When you use timeout is like a sentence you give to a child for a crime they've committed, and you're like the policeman who has to keep them there. A break is different. A break is focused on the heart. You've transferred responsibility to the child, and the child needs to come out when he has made this change in his heart. And then when he comes back, then we can re-enter life. So this break is a strategic way to bring about change. Jeremiah 8:6 describes an unrepentant person as a horse charging into battle. And that's what our children are like sometimes. They're just like a horse charging into battle. You can imagine the nostrils flared and the steam coming out of the mouth. And the break slows it all down. That's one of the benefits of a break. It slows the process down. Instead of things escalating more and more, a parent says, well, we got a problem here. You need to go take a break. And the child needs to settle down. And sometimes it'll take 30 seconds. Some children can change rather quickly. Other times it takes 30 minutes or an hour or more. The point is, the heart needs to be ready before someone can go forward. And so this break approach is a strategic way to bring about change or to deal with a situation where the child needs some form of correction. The child's off track and needs some help to get back on track.
Yes, I want to give an example just to make it clear for parents. So let's say that your child, you said no to them, and they are not very happy with that answer, and they start to argue back, and they start to, you know, push back for a different answer, and you repeat your answer and say again no, and that conversation will tend to continue. What we advise parents to do in that moment is to move away from that emotional, from the emotions, and to move away from the continuing the conversation with the parent, with the child, and to actually put the child on a break, say to them, you need to go to take a break, change your heart, settle down, and come back and see me when you are ready. And let, you know, if the child will follow you to where you're going, you need to repeat that to the child and let them understand that until they are settled down and until they're calm, the conversation will not continue. We see many parents that have this tendency to continue the conversation with the child and go into an argument, and nothing good really comes out of that situation. So making sure that you stop with the conversation when you notice that emotion run high, it's very, very important.
You know, sometimes parents hear us talk about the break and they say, that's not going to work in our home. When I tell my son to go take a break, he's just going to start yelling at me, or he's going to, like you said, follow me around the house, or he's going to say no. And so we need to be able to help parents in this area. It is a lot of work. And so what I do usually is I say to parents, here's how it works. When your child's getting upset, go have him take a break and settle down, change his heart, come back and see you when he's ready. However, I want you to do this, and then you tell me what's going wrong, because I have an encyclopedia of ideas that can help you when your child is off track. And so I want parents to understand that. So let's say I had one mom who said, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and she just really goes into me when she doesn't get her way, and then I start fighting with her, and so we go back and forth, and I said, the break's going to be a great tool for you. Well, she says, I tried the break, but when I tell her I'm not going to continue to dialogue with you because you're in a break, then my daughter follows me around the house. I don't want to take a break. I don't have a problem. I can talk about it now. But you could tell she's obviously still angry and upset. And so that's probably the hardest situation when a parent, when a child keeps following you on the, around the room and around the house, and you're trying to get away and you don't want to continue the dialogue and the escalation. I said to mom, well, why don't you try this? Why don't you go into your room? Oh, I already go into my room. She just follows me in there. I said, I know. Go into your room and get down on your knees and just pray and say out loud, God, I don't know what to do with my daughter here. I want to help her, but she's having a problem. Would you please help me? Mom said, okay, I'll try that. So mom did that. And she went into her room, got down on her knees, and she started praying. And her daughter comes in the room. Her daughter sees her mom down there and didn't know what to do. And her daughter turned around and walked back out. It was just a way to connect with her daughter and help her daughter see that we have a problem here. We are not going to continue. Now, sometimes, ideally, we're going to say to a child, you need to go sit in the hall, or we're going to say, go sit on the bottom step of the stairway. We don't really like the bedroom as a solution, because the bedroom is tends to be like an amusement park that's distracting. The purpose of the break is to settle down. It's not a place where you go and read a book or play with toys. It's a place where you're, it's a boring place. Where and you're motivated then to work on something, to think about it so that you can come out of that and move forward. So that's what we're trying to do with children and using the break, is to get their heart to settle so they can get back on track and move in the right direction.
Yeah, I really love this, because, you know, it really thinks, it really focuses on the heart. You know, if you put a child, usually when you put them on the naughty steps or the timeout, usually they can sit there and stew, and they're angry and they're upset because they're there for such a long time. So at the end of that time, in many occasions, you have a child that's bored or upset or annoyed. So really, you have not really resolved anything. So by putting them on a chair, on a break, you're actually sending your child on a mission to change their heart. And I love this correlation with, you know, having them go on this mission inside their heart to think about what they did and to have this courage and to have the thoughtfulness to come back to you and talk to you about it on their own accord. This is so valuable. You know, I love to say to parents that even me as an adult many times put myself on a break without saying it out loud, just because I have moments when I really need to think about what I did or what I said, and I'm not, you know, I didn't do it in the right way. So it's such a valuable tool, because indeed it just focuses so much on the heart.
When a child goes to a break, sometimes they go there where you tell them to go, which is great, but they get there and then they start doing things or saying things to try to bait the parent. They move a little bit away from the area where you told them to sit. You tell them to sit on the bottom step. They move halfway down the steps or up the steps, and they're in there pounding on the wall, or they're yelling out mean things to their brother, or saying things to you like, "Dad wouldn't do it this way." All of those things are an attempt to bait the parent into more interaction to prevent the child from having to deal with the heart. See, when you're in a break, you have to really wrestle with your own heart and settle down. And children like to deflect the problem, and they use all kinds of strategies to do that. Don't take the bait. This is one of the important lessons that parents learn when it comes to the break, is that when a child's in a break and they're creating all kinds of ruckus, you don't have to turn that into a battleground where you have to win. Just use time. See, time is a valuable tool in parenting. And if we can just use time to settle down a bit, then that can go a long way. Don't interact with a child who's being obnoxious and trying to bait you, because sometimes if you just allow more time to take place, the child does actually settle down and is able to return, and you should see a countenance change on the part of the child. So don't get sucked into the battles that sometimes children want to initiate.
That takes me to this idea in my mind about the fact that many parents are having such a hard time most of the times dealing with their children's difficult, making a difficult time for them, giving them answers that are not the right answers, and many parents feel anger and upsetment, and sometimes it's so difficult for parents to just keep away from from becoming part of that argument or of that fight. So we really want the parents to think about this as a change in the attitude, and instead of becoming angry or thinking about this in an angry way, what we recommend is that parents think about it in a sad way. They're sad that their children are not listening, and so having that attitude helps parents not to react in ways that maybe they're not going to be very happy about later. I found that especially for myself, when my son becomes very difficult to manage and he does things which really are upsetting for me, that I feel really at that edge of being angry and upset and maybe shout at him, and I really transfer immediately to becoming upset, and I say to him, "Joshua, mommy is very upset. I feel like almost I'm gonna cry if this continues." And yeah, so that's something I think that's very valuable for parents to start to think about.
Let's do this. Let's answer some questions that parents have. One of them is this: what do I do if my child refuses to go to the break, just says no and refuses? This is often a child who has a hard time with correction. This is the child who gets angry when corrected, wants to deflect the problem, wants to blame it on other people, to justify, to defend themselves, to rationalize, and refuses to go to a break. In that case, often what we'll say is, "You're in a break." You just say to a child, "You're in a break. All life stops for you now until you are willing to settle down," and you walk away. So the child doesn't at first have to go to a specific place if the child's being demanding. But when you're all done and the child comes back and is finally settled down and wants to re-enter life, then we're going to say to the child, "Okay, looks like you've settled down and you're ready to go forward. But I'm going to send you back now to take a break. Show me you can take a break in the right way." Sometimes what this does is infuriates the child again, and we're going to go through the whole process again, because the child needs to learn how to take a break. This is not an optional course. This is a required course. The break is something that every person, young or old, needs to put into practice in their lives. And so we want children to be able to implement this. And so we're going to teach them what this looks like. When parents say, "My child doesn't go to the break," what I'll often say is, maybe you need to practice the break at non-disciplined times, where you say to a five-year-old son, "We're going to have snack in a few minutes. You need to go to a break. Show me the..." "Well, I didn't do anything wrong." "Well, I don't know. You didn't do anything wrong. We're practicing. Show me that you can go take a break, sit in the hall, come back and see me when you're ready. No, it shouldn't take you long. Then we're going to have a snack." So what we're doing is helping children understand what this break looks like and practice it. They need practice in order to implement it in their lives. So helping children to do that is going to be strategic. Sometimes an older child will have this attitude about a break, that the break is punishment. And so if we're trying to change this for a child, because it's not punishment, this is an adult skill. This is something you use when you're off track. Everyone needs to be able to use it. So if an older child is having trouble, you might say to the child something like this: "Hey, buddy, we're going to have dinner in a few minutes. Why don't you go take a break, prepare yourself for dinner?" He said, "Break? I didn't do anything wrong." Well, the break isn't about doing something wrong. It's preparing yourself for the next step. So go prepare your heart and come to dinner ready to contribute, to share a story, to ask a question. Get your heart ready for the next event that's going to take place. That's what the break does. And we're teaching children what that looks like. They have to learn how to get there. That's going to be a very important part of the process.
I really love that. And I think it will take some practice before children and parents will learn to value the break, but also to do it in a right way. Many times parents ask as well, what do we do when we are in situations where we cannot afford to put our child in a break? For example, I'm in a rush to go to school and my child doesn't obey. And the answer to that question is, it depends how much time you have. But if you don't have time to put your child in a break, just continue with what you need to do. You know, things need to happen. But when you are coming back home and you have time to talk to your child and to explain to them what they have done and what what you would like them to change and how you would like them to do, make sure you practice that, practice him going on a break. And, you know, we're not talking here about punishing them but, you know, when you have time, it's so important, just like Dr. Scott said, to practice this in times when you are not necessarily disciplining your child. So they know when they need to do something. You don't have to necessarily rush through or, you know, do things that you're not usually able to do because of the break.
Getting out the door is one of those examples. Another one is right before bedtime or at bedtime when children act out. Those are not times we use the break. And here's what you have to realize using a heart-based approach, I think, that when we use a heart-based approach, we know that it's a tendency that this child has. He often gets upset or becomes defiant or wild or whatever. And so if we don't have an opportunity to deal with it now, we may just try to get out the door, express disapproval, and go on, realizing that we're going to have another opportunity down the road to deal with this. And when we do, we'll take advantage of that time that we have on a Saturday morning or early in the afternoon or something. We say, hey, all life stops for you. You want to go out and play and spend some time doing something else? You need to be able to deal with this problem you have. So settle down, come back and see me when you're ready. That's the whole approach here that really makes the break work.
Yeah, absolutely. And such a valuable tool again, and a valuable way in where you can teach your child how to deal with emotions, how to redirect their anger or upsetment or just any kind of emotional state they're in, and to help them settle down and to help them think over what they did. Now, during the next episode, we will share with you what to do with your child when they are back from the break, and what are some of the steps that we recommend you to follow and the questions we recommend you to ask once your child has settled down and is ready to talk to you and have come back to have that conversation. But for now, I just want to invite Dr. Scott to quickly summarize for us what we've discussed, and we will give you a short homework for next time and we will finalize our episode.
So we've talked about a break, a tool that you can use in your home to de-escalate problems so that we're not running up the flagpole with emotions here. We're able to slow it down. So the break is not like timeout. The break transfers responsibility to the child. The child's on a mission to change the heart, and the primary goal is to settle down. We usually send a child to a boring place, not to their bedroom. And the child's not doing anything in the break except getting their heart ready by settling down and coming back to the parent for this debriefing we're going to talk about next time. The idea here is that the break is an adult skill. It's something that we all need to learn, and it helps us when we're off track to get back on track. So using the break takes practice and work. Sometimes children resist the break because they have a hard time with correction, or they're entrenched in their position. So it may take some practice in order to build it as a routine in family life. But when you do, this relational routine can provide tremendous success as you're working with your child to bring about change. So use the break in a positive way. Try it in the course of this week so that we can then come back next week and we'll talk about what it means to have a debriefing with your child and how you kind of reprocess this and move forward in a positive way. That's yet to come. But for now, we've talked about the break and we want to encourage you to try to implement it in your home. Get it working. Everyone needs to be able to do this in their own lives, and children need to learn it as well.
Yes, practice the break as many times as possible. And do let us know what you thought about it. How did it work for you? How did your child respond? We are very interested to hear your thoughts. And until next time, God bless you.